This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Evan Urbina. Date of birth, March 27, 2018. Case ID number is 7596997. Date of exam, March 26, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from Total Rehab Kids, dated 2/7/2023, and a functional report dated 4/10/2023. The informant is a mother, Mrs. Brenda Urbina. Identifying information. This is a six-year-old male who presented with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of speech impediment and motor skills delay. The mother and the father are married, and both are working at this time. The father is a overnight stalker at Sam's Club and works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. And the mother is a kindergarten aide at this time. The claimant at this time is not receiving any disability benefits and has not in the past. Allegation number one, speech impediment and motor skills delay. History of allegations. The mother states that in 2021, she noticed that the claimant was having difficulty in speaking, and secondary to a small frenulum, which was attaching the tongue down to the base of the mouth. The claimant also did not walk until he was 1.5 years old. He has received speech therapy and occupational therapy for approximately 3 years, which has helped him progress in his condition. He is presently in kindergarten and appears to be doing very well at this time. He can throw a ball, but he cannot catch one at this time. And he is very quiet in his speech, but he does talk and is able to pronounce words and understands my conversation with him. Limitations. The claimant can walk 1 block, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs with the rail, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is ambidextrous and can write, comma, use a cup, comma, play with his toys, comma, put his clothes on, and lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Maria Hoffman. He is presently on no medications for pain, and he enjoys playing, socializing with other children, and likes to run around in the playground. The claimant did have surgery on July 27, 2021 for a frenulum detachment to allow the child to use the tongue more for speech, which appeared to help him a lot more, although he still has a very short frenulum at this time. His condition has improved with the therapy, and he appears to be doing very well at this time. Review of systems. The mother denies any problems with headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting or day wetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, poor appetite, comma, or rashes. Activities of daily living. The child lives in a very stable family where the mother and father are both married and both working at this time. He goes to kindergarten every day and does receive occupational and speech therapy and appears to be progressing very well. He did have some speech delays in his milestones, secondary to a short frenulum, which has been corrected with surgery in 2021. The mother states that the child was emotionally attached to her during the first 3 years of life, but there was no other problems. The claimant is very social and is not a loner, and he does not fight frequently with peers, adults, or siblings, and enjoys playing outside frequently. The mother states that the positive characteristics of her son is that he's very friendly, comma, helpful, comma, and tries to do the best he can in all the tasks that he performs, and he never gives up. Developmental milestones. The mother states that the claimant sat alone without support at 6 months, crawled at 6 months, walked without support at a year and a half, said his first words at 3 years, said his first sentences at 5 years, self-dressed without help at 4 years, was bladder trained during the day at 4 years, was bladder trained during the night at 4 years, and was bowel trained at 4 years. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently enjoyed being held, comma, explored the surrounding environment, comma, was active, comma, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Also, during the first 3 years of life, the child sometimes cried and was distractible. The mother states that he rarely had temper tantrums or extreme mood changes or was afraid of new faces and was rarely unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, or engaged in any kind of self-hurting or injuring behavior. The mother states that the main problem that the child had was speech delay during the first couple of years, secondary to the attached frenulum that didn't allow him to use his tongue freely. The child was also very attached to his mother. Birth history. The mother states that the claimant was born at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance Women's Hospital. She was in labor for 6 hours, and that the delivery was not aided by instruments. The child was not a cesarean section, was not more than one baby birth, was not blue at birth, was not jaundiced at birth, and was not given oxygen at the time of birth. Also, the claimants, the baby was not placed in an incubator, or there was nothing else wrong with the baby at that time. The baby's weight was 8 pounds, 17 ounces, and he was 17 inches long. The mother and the baby stayed one night in the hospital and were dismissed the next day. Past history. The claimant has had a speech delay and has received speech and occupational therapy for approximately 2 years. He has also had a frenulum surgical detachment at 3 years of age in 2021, which was done on July the 27th, 2021. Social history. There's nobody in the family who smokes at this time. Alcohol, there's no one who drinks alcoholic beverages. There is nobody in the family with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, there is no one in the family that uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, there is nobody in the family who has had hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father and the mother are both 31 and in good health. There is no one in the family that has any kind of congenital malformations or problems at this time. Medications. The claimant is presently on cetirizine, 5 milligrams QD for allergies. Allergies, no known medicine allergies at this time. He does have allergies to other allergens. Physical examination, growth chart. The claimant is at the 50 percentile for his height according to his age and is at the 50 percentile for his weight according to his age. Temperature was 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 46 pounds, height 44 and a half inches tall, BP 103 over 65 mmHg, heart rate 92 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98. General, the claimant is a six-year-old, well-nourished and well-developed male and no acute distress. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the last sentence? The claimant does have a frenulum which appeared to be cut at some time. It's still somewhat shortened, and but the claimant is able to speak better and to also use his tongue for eating as well. Could you please draw Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does not wear glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were +2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was +5/5 in all groups tested with no evidence of any muscle wasting. The claimant had good fine finger control to dexterous movements as well. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems, although his vision is mildly decreased and may need glasses in the future. There was no facial dysmorphisms, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating any side effects of medication. The claimant is able to move his tongue more and to verbally speak well at this time. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate for his age. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver, which is his mother. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and mildly decreased for his age, secondary to the claimant appearing to be somewhat shy. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age-appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis, speech impediment, and mildly decreased motor skill delay has been corrected with surgery for the frenulum which has helped him to verbalize words better. He is receiving speech and physical therapy as well as occupational therapy at this time and appears to be improving with the therapy, according to the mother. And at this time, his physical exam appears to be normal. Prognosis, good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ivan Urbina.